tree. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink, pops, hiss, and clink. A fountain drink, and urinals hanging on the walls.
Factory!
Oh my God, you're such an asshole.
What's up? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on this March 20th, 2017.
And what day is it?
It's Monday.
No, it's the first day of
what? Oh, first day of fucking spring, man.
Yeah, that's
bring
right.
Bring
it.
I hear those motorcycles already.
All
right, so it's just the voices in your head.
Yes, it is. I can't understand the voices in my head because they're Chinese sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck did I just say?
Because of all the goddamn MSG.
Anyway, I'd like to welcome Mama Mayhem is back in the studio.
I'm so glad.
Back in New York.
To be home. Woo-hoo.
Awesome.
Actually, not really, but I'm glad to be
here. Plus, we got Mr. Jim Chinese from the Jim Chinese Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad you're here, man.
Thanks for joining
great.
The Mayhem.
Well, on villageconnectionradio.com. Check us out. Mm-hmm. And
I think Kent wants to actually know our number and don't do the freaking 867-5309 shit.
That's 555.
No, shut the fuck up.
5252.
631-560. What the hell's your number? 3416. Oh my God, Dawn, I'm sorry.
Now you're the one pranking me.
I know. That's me. I was ass dialing you. That's what That's what I was right. doing. But yeah, so.
So tell us about your trip.
Crazy shit, man, happened on my way down to Daytona. If you guys were listening in last Monday when I was stranded in the jungle, basically.
22 miles outside of Georgia.
Man. Talk about it, are you fucking kidding me, Mom?
Yes.
But that was last month.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
But I made it, and I got to meet some really great fans.
Awesome.
John Blackstone.
Yeah. So you met a lot of people.
Him, yeah. At the Daytona 200 Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
John Frew. Met
awesome.
Him up
yep.
at the Broken Spoke.
Excellent.
Which was great. And also Geneva Keane.
That's awesome.
Got to meet my doll. We're going to be calling her in about an hour.
Excellent. Can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to everybody that's out there.
I know. It's going
to
be awesome. Kent, you can call in now because we've got a lot of action going on. Kent's like our biggest fan right now.
That's awesome. You know, anybody want to call in 631-560-3416? And I know my fucking voice sucks dick, but it'll get better one day.
Do you have the phone hooked up to the thing?
Yeah, everything's ready to go.
All right. Just checking, you know, because, you know, when I'm not around, things just don't happen.
Yes, I know. But we're back in the studio last week. We were in my kitchen because the studio was getting some work done to it.
Right. Now the work is finished.
And now we're back in here. And,
yeah, we're missing a couple of people.
We're missing Adam.
Adam's still down in Daytona, you prick.
No, he doesn't live at home.
Oh, he's home?
He doesn't have to be home.
I thought he flew down. He drove?
I don't know. Adam, why don't you call the show and let us know what the fuck you're doing?
Yeah, hey. Really, Adam, call in.
And Rod is killing it in Chile right now, man.
Yeah, I hope you guys have been following Rod's posts on our page. He's actually making some really nice new connections down in Chile.
Yeah, and a lot of good food down there. You see the food?
Food.
You see he put his hand next to those sandwiches? It's like...
Only you.
Only you. It's always about the food, Johnny.
There could be a room full of naked women, a pile of cocaine, a pile of $100 bills,
and
three sandwiches, and you would notice the three sandwiches.
Nice place, but look at those sandwiches.
Susie Rich, how are you, doll? I said your name on the air. are you related to Kent? I don't know. Oh, hold on.
Buddy Rich?
No, Kent Rich. Guy that keeps asking for the phone number, who always, every time we go live on our page, he's right there. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't reply direct to you, Kent, but I did put it on the feed somewhere. Let me see if I can edit the post, and it'll be right at the top. Call in.
And
I'm trying.
Real quick, next week I'm gonna have my buddy John McGrath come in, and he rode all over this fucking great country of ours. He has a lot of stories about the Blue Ridge, about the tail.
Mm-hmm.
He's got so many stories, storages, all that shit. So he's going to come in next week and we'll have a good time with John.
Okay.
All right. That'd my voice cool. sounds horrible.
So let's talk about Daytona.
Yes, let's talk about it.
Bike week. Let's talk about Adam's little post that he made with the banner that he just realized now after probably about 6 or 7 years that they changed it from welcome bikers to welcome riders.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what? They want to make Bike Week more friendly to people who doesn't really do bike weeks like that, I guess. I understand the concept of that, and that's pretty cool to me.
I thought so.
You know?
It's cool in a way because technically riders, quote riders,
right.
and we know what we're talking about without saying anything bad, are not bikers. So to make it more universal and politically correct, Harley Davidson changed it from bikers to riders at some point. I don't know exactly when. But they did it down in Sturgis, too. It's the same thing.
Right.
But it's good.
They got to be politically correct.
Well,
right?
I have a question. Are they looking to make it family-friendly or just more general-friendly?
General-friendly. Yeah. To the motorcycle riding community. Yeah. I cannot talk, man.
I wouldn't want my... You know, I've seen people go on vacation in Daytona with their kids, and they're, like, fucking miserable.
No, you don't want to do that because, I mean, Main Street... Well, put it to you this way. Simultaneously, while Daytona Bike Week was happening, also was spring break.
Right.
On the other side of Main Street. And then Friday, they had their big St. Patrick's Day party.
Yeah. Jesus.
And the parade, which is great for the kids during the day, but not the nighttime people. Everybody was wearing green and wore green. And
nighttime
green
people like me come out.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right.
The drunks.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why it's more of a curious question.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you guys are way more familiar with this than I am, so I was just curious if they were trying to switch it up.
I'm glad you asked that, because you could be the non-rider, you know, opinion and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our listeners don't ride, aren't in the motorcycle lifestyle, so it's nice to have a question from somebody who doesn't know what the fuck the best lifestylers in the whole wide world.
Did you tag me in that lifestyle?
Do I have to fucking tag you in everything I do?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Jeez, come on. Man,
you're Mama Mayhem. Do some mayhem stuff.
I'm trying here, you pain in the ass.
She does a lot of work for your show, Jonathan.
She does amazing work for this show. And do I not tell you all the time?
On the other side of the... Is that
no. Well, on the other side, I do your Mama Duke. So on this side, I do your Mama Mayhem.
Oh, what else do you tell me?
I tell you how much I appreciate you on the show all the time?
Yeah, you do.
All right.
I can't tag you right now. I'm having a brain something.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying. Hold on a minute. I'm trying to do that. I got to tag you. Can I tag you in the post or I got
to
tag you in the video?
No, tag me if you go to edit.
I know how to do that. I'm trying. My internet's is farting.
All right,
so,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, the signal is a little slow and delayed, but anyway.
So is your co-host.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Jim, don't talk about yourself. You're co-hosting tonight.
I'm a guest tonight. I'm more observing than anything else.
Jim's observing.
Observing.
He's observing.
I don't know anything, so like I'm learning. I'm actually more interested to sit here and watch
and
your dynamic.
Okay. And you're honest and you're honest about the fact that you don't know anything.
Oh yeah, no, I have no idea.
That's good. I appreciate your honesty. Why the fuck does this not work?
Don't worry about it.
French.
So,
anyway.
So,
all right. So, back to Daytona Bike Week.
Okay.
It started 80 years ago.
Oh, John Frew was calling.
In 1937. Hi, John Frew. Well, hold on.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. It's John Frew.
Hi.
What's up, John? How are you, buddy?
How are you, John?
Oh, made it back home. Just relaxing now.
Oh, very nice.
Thank goodness. You're back home in... I won't say your home. Can I say it's Pittsburgh, right? Isn't that where you're from?
Pittsburgh.
Right. North of Pittsburgh.
North of Pittsburgh, that's right. We still have to go to that place.
Yes, that sandwich shop that we were talking about.
Permanis.
Of course.
Permanis.
Right.
I think my brother is actually coming here in a little while. He went to Pittsburgh and went to that deli, I believe. So when he comes here, I'll ask him about that.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, John, we got to meet up close and personal at the Broken Spoke. Thank you. That was great.
Yes, we did.
At first, I looked at you like two deer in headlights. I'm like, John.
Isn't Mama awesome?
He's like, John True. I'm like, John who? Costello
about
thing.
As cool as you're going to get.
Thank you, John. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I got the Twisted Cycle up as our cover photo now to help promote for CycleSource.
Excellent.
That bike that they're giving away.
I saw that. Yeah,
man, that is beautiful.
That's nice,
and it's like real easy. If people are internet savvy, well, yeah, all they got to do is make a video and follow the instructions, and they can win that. Do you know when that contest when it's going to end, John? Do you know offhand?
I think in November. I think Chris said something about it's going to be down in Texas in November.
Okay, all right, so that'll be good
for rally down there. I believe that's what he told me, but you know how things change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, totally.
Now, what do you got to do to get in that contest? Is it free or you got to buy a ticket?
You have to make a video saying why you deserve to win this bike. And that's what you have to do. So it could be, you know, a full-fledged production video, or it could be just you standing there talking about how you win the bike, I guess.
And, that's a nice freaking bike, too,
man. And
then
they'll go with the best video, and that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a real nice bike.
Yeah, the guys who built that, they're, you know, a lot of talent into that bike there. And,
John.
Who
were the people that built it? Oh, man. Well, Chris Callen, CycleSource.
Right.
And then RJ Powell and Frank and Pat and the guys from down in West Virginia. And then the bike went from West Virginia back up to Chris's shop, where we all assembled it there in his shop and got it all together. Then it went back to West Virginia, and then it went back to Pittsburgh. So
nice.
Wow.
It was back and forth between two shops, you know. And then and the wheels and the frame twisting and all that stuff, I believe, was done out in Ohio, out at Lead Sleds.
Mm.
And then they brought it all back, and now there it was in Daytona set up.
Nice. Now, who did the paint on that?
Streets. Bobby Streets, I believe his name was.
Okay.
And he's from down in the Morgantown, West Virginia area also.
Right.
Excellent. No, that bike didn't.
I might be wrong on some of the details because some of these guys, you know, they just, you know, you see them a couple times and then it's hard to keep track of everything, you know.
Now, did that bike get won yet or no?
What do you mean won? No, it's just starting. They built it.
Right.
Okay, so the premise was it's Cycle Source Magazine's 20th anniversary.
Oh, okay, all
so
right.
So to commemorate their 20th anniversary, they built this custom motorcycle.
Right.
They're sponsored by Twisted Tea. It's the Twisted Tea Chopper.
Oh, okay. All right.
And if you looked on our Facebook page, you would have seen the damn picture, and you would have known.
Can't
miss
that picture.
So they did that, and so to thank all the readers and fans of Cycle Source magazine,
right,
they're giving it away.
That's
you don't
nice.
Have to buy raffle tickets or anything.
That's nice.
All you have to do, like John said, is make this video and use social media and tag them on Instagram. I think it's Instagram, Twitter, and possibly Facebook. I'm not really too sure. But you do have to tag them. There's specific hashtags you have to use when you upload the video. So
Look under the Cycle Sources. Just look under Cycle Source there, and that'll tell you, to give you all the details.
Yeah, we put the link up on the photo too. I put it in the feed too, and on the image, so they can go right to there. They can go to Cycle Source. They can, it's great. I think it's great. It gives somebody an opportunity that could be really creative.
I'm not fitting on that bike.
I mean, it's a. If you guys go to our Facebook page,
just
at
make a video. You got a chance, just like anybody else. Just make a video. You stand in front of a barbecue joint. Talk about how you should win that bike.
I should win that bike.
In between bites of food, it'll be
in
an hour long video.
Mama Duke should win that bike too. Ooh. Yeah, me, Mama Mayhem.
There you go.
Yes, you all have a chance to win that bike.
Yeah, everybody does.
I can ride that bike and eat a burger at the same time. That would be a great video.
What?
Me ride the bike and eat a burger at the same time, saying, if I can ride my bike eating a burger, I can win that bike. I deserve that bike.
You should be drinking Twisted Tea, too.
Drinking Twisted Tea. That would help win. Don't be drinking a Budweiser and say, I should win this bike. They'll be like,
maybe a little bit of shine, too.
Right?
Speaking of shine.
Uh-oh.
What?
I love you, John.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What did John do?
Apple Pie Moonshine.
Sweet. That's the best kind, too.
I got it from John's homemade source.
So...
it was delicious.
I'm sitting here, John, right? And Mama Mayhem is here, and I got no T-shirt. I got no fucking pork chop. Nothing from her.
Are you serious?
That's fucked up, right?
Fuck you, you dick.
That is. That's bad.
Not even like.
I got a bottle of rum a bottle of bourbon and some stickers.
That's right. I brought bourbon. I brought you brown sugar bourbon.
I'll tell you a secret, John. You almost didn't get that bourbon because she almost drank it when she broke down.
I almost drank it. I was talking about it on the radio show on Monday. I was like, oh, my God, I really don't want to give this to John right now. I don't want to drink this shit. I was so upset. Considering how much money I spent on my quick $600 trip that turned into $1,800
for my
repair.
Oh, my God.
You're lucky I'm sitting here right now.
I am very lucky sitting here, yes.
I had a pretty rough week also. So.
Yeah, did you break down too, John?
No, I didn't break down. I just was at the my father's shop there just cleaning up a bunch of race cars and stuff like that. But then, you know how it is. You stop here and you go there. You spend some money here. You do this, you do that. And I went to the Coyote Ugly contest I was telling you about out at the Steel Round Tavern in Astor.
Mm-hmm.
And man... yeah, that's the reason they call it Coyote Ugly, because I'm going to tell you. It was pretty rough, you know.
I wasn't there.
But the craziest thing I saw down there for the whole week was, in that Steel Round Tavern, some guy in a little West End pickup pulled out of there, burning tires, spinning tire and everything. He come off the road, jumped the road with his truck, his cap come off of the fiberglass cap come off the truck.
Oh my God!
Landed on the middle of the road, and he kept going. He never come back.
Oh man!
So we go up there to take the cap off the road. Cars are swerving and everything. It was the craziest thing we ever seen out there.
Oh my God!
So then the next day, the owner of the Steel Round, Von Hepler, he was going to put the cap for sale in front of the bar. So in the morning, I got up to whoever it was with the truck. They come back and must have come back and got it.
Oh, wow.
Craziest thing I saw in the whole week. I mean, it was. You had to see it. It was funny as hell.
Wow. Alcohol does wonders, huh?
And the Coyote Ugly contest, I'm telling you, I don't know. They got to get some women out there because I don't know how the bar held up some of the women that were on the stage.
I should enter that damn contest. I bet you I would win with one nipple.
One Where is Coyote Ugly?
Try
they
it out one. Next year.
I am. I'm gonna.
Where's the Coyote Bar in Daytona?
Well, it's not a Coyote Bar. It's just a bar called the Steel Round Tavern. Actually, a guy from Pittsburgh owns it.
All right.
But he has a Coyote Ugly contest. But you know, you're out in the Ocala National Forest, and there's the good-looking women are few and far between.
Right.
So, and I hate to say it, I don't want to sound rude or anything, but like the smallest girl there was probably 200 pounds.
Sweet.
Nice.
Well, you know, I will say.
They were all farm. I don't know. I think Mike Axel got them from that 60 cow and took them down. Why took not? Them down there to Astor and put them in the contest. Yeah.
Now, listen, I love voluptuous women. I'm just saying, I love women with big breastages. I love
big
them
titties.
I love them curvy with a nice.
We got a problem over there, Jim.
Hold on,
we got a problem over there.
I'll do it.
You're looking at Jim Chinesi's penis right now.
The screen went blank. It's just too big. It can't be handled.
We went down on Facebook Live real quick. Sorry.
We went down. Sorry. My little Jimmy rig is...
She's getting all excited there and scared the camera up. I see that.
Hold on.
One of the girls from Coyote Ugly bounced up and down.
Yes.
Threw everything for
Stop
a loop.
Stop now. You know how I listen. I love my large women. I do.
I don't listen. I have no problem with it. When I think of large women, I just picture Johnny in a bikini.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's okay.
As long as they didn't look like Johnny in a bikini, I'm good.
Hey, I wear bikinis. You didn't know that?
What?
I wear bikinis.
You know what? Exactly. That's what they look like. Now that reminds. Yeah. Like Johnny in a bikini. That's what they look like up there. I'm serious. That's how to describe them. That's the perfect.
Listen,
they're rough, man. I'm telling you.
This
is a tough room.
Listen, I have a vagina, so that's all I'm saying. And let's move on. Let's talk about the hot penises that we're talking about.
Oh, jeez. Nope.
Well, I noticed you checking out the bartender there at the Broken Spoke.
Oh, yeah. I took some shots of him, for sure.
Oh,
and,
boy.
Shared the eye candy with the women's. But, you know, I couldn't go near it. Whoever's trying to call in now.
Someone's trying to call from Evansville, Indiana.
Just hang out, Evansville.
Okay, I'll let you guys go.
No, you don't have to go.
No, John, we can give you 5 more minutes or so.
I'll call them back. That's the beauty about this show. We missed your call, we're calling your ass back.
Yeah, we will call you back.
If we get bad, we'll start calling people out of their bed. Get up and talk to us.
I hope it's Kent. I think that would be nice if it was
that might, well,
Kent.
Indiana. Doesn't he live in Indiana?
Actually, because I gave
Kent, we'll give you a call right back.
Yeah, we'll call you back. So, now, John, where did you end up after we did the Broken Spoke? I went to Willie's Tropical Tattoo Chopper Show. Did you go to that bike show? Did you go to Willie's? Yeah, you were there.
Yes,
right?
You know what? I did make it there later. You know, I made it there after you were there, I believe, because I was out in the forest riding around. And then I got down there and hung out for a while, running into some people I knew. And, you know, it was cool. It was just crowded. The place is it's a cool show, but it's just running out of room there.
Yeah, it was a little tight, I will say. And people that were parking in the drugstore parking lot next door. The customers were getting pissed off, and one old lady actually almost drove right through a bike parked in a parking spot, you know, and I'm like, oh gosh, but it was packed, but there were a lot of people there. That's where I saw Beena.
Yeah, we'll ask you about that.
And Tim. We'll talk about that when I'm done with John.
Yes.
And, but it was great. My son's friend was down there, and he entered his chopper down there. He got to meet Dave, Pirowitz, which was nice. A lot of people don't know who Dave is, but you know, that's their word.
He's a great painter.
Google it.
Right?
You know, that's all I can say.
Google
him. I can't even reply to that. So, but John, it really was a pleasure meeting you and drinking your moonshine. Just saying. Pittsburgh's a lot closer than Florida.
John, I'll be down there for the Biketoberfest if you're around.
No, I want to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, now we got Nashville, Tennessee calling in. I wonder who that is.
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee in September. I got to do that boxing match.
He hung up. Yeah, okay. I forgot to send you that. I got to see that.
Yeah, the boxing match.
And it must have been him. He hung up.
No, we have a couple of fans calling in from Nashville.
Yeah?
We have fans doing
that. All right, we'll call you back then,
Nashville.
We will
call you back, but we're going to call up the first call from Indiana. Let's call that back because at 9 right. o'clock, I got to make a
John,
call.
Thank you for calling in.
John, I love you.
Sure, anytime.
And we'll speak soon, okay?
Okay, catch you guys later.
All right,
awesome.
Stay in touch.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Indiana, whoever you were,
Let's find out.
Calling you back. So stay near your phone and just lower your volume
in
the background so there's no feedback.
Hey, when loading, please leave your name and number, and I'll give you a call right back. Thanks.
What? We'll try again.
All right. We'll try one more time.
He might have been trying to call you right
now. Yeah, he's going.
All right.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, kid's trying to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah. Put Ken on the phone. Susie, is this you?
He can't get you on his phone.
Okay. That's all right. Put him on the line.
Okay.
Pink.
What's my pink voice?
What the hell are you doing?
Good, Ken. How's it going?
What's up, Ken? How are you?
Oh, hell, it ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
What kind? Barbecue or teriyaki? I gotta know.
The first word out of your mouth, Ken, had to be about food, right?
It's all good.
How's the hell's it going there?
We're doing good, man. Doing good. It's the first day of spring. So hopefully soon we'll be starting those motors.
Yeah, that would be nice. How's it go? How's the weather in Indiana?
It's about 70 degrees here today. I was out riding my Harley.
Oh, get out.
Man,
really?
We are so envious
man,
of
we
got to
get
right
the fuck out of here, man.
We got to move out of this damn Long Island.
I hate this place.
It sucks.
Especially, is it cold there?
Yeah.
It sucks, man.
It's cold. It's snowing. It's brown. It's going down into like the... like low 30s, whatever's melted from the last two snowstorms is turned into ice, and there's so much sand and salt on the road because, you know, our town don't know really how to clean it up afterwards.
No shit.
Yeah.
And then we got to worry about the damn potholes that are everywhere. They're everywhere. So our ride
Mama, you got roadside assistance yet?
Yeah. I'm back home. I did.
Hey, you know, just thinking about that Nashville call, that wasn't him because he would block his number to call me.
Yeah, well, we want the...
So we'll call that Nashville back in 2 seconds.
It's fine. But no, Ken, we really appreciate you following us and asking for more live videos. When we're on location, we'll always post live videos other than on Monday nights. But we really do appreciate you chiming in.
Yes, definitely,
so
man.
So if you want to... if you can private message us, maybe we'll send you some.
No, he did already.
Oh, he did already?
Yeah, we're waiting to get back. We said we're waiting to get back. Okay. And we got to get the t-shirts made up. We're going to send up some t-shirts.
I'm wearing a sample.
A sample?
A mock-up. This is the mock-up. It's got the Motorcycle Mayhem on the...
She's touching her breast.
On my boob right here. And then it says it's a two-wheel... Wait, let me turn around.
It's a two-wheel thing.
It's a two-wheel thing on the back.
All right, nice.
Yeah, so...
We'll be having those t-shirts made up.
I was calling to see where my damn t-shirt was.
Yeah.
We didn't get it made yet. They'll be getting made soon.
Yeah, we got to run the demo, and then I had to come back from Daytona. So, yeah. You know, because it was an expensive trip.
I'm sure it was.
I'm kidding.
I know. We love you to death.
Wait till we send you out to Sturgis.
You're not sending me to... I'm not driving to Sturgis.
You guys going there?
No.
I'm supposed to go in 18.
He's going in 18. In 2018. I've been to Sturgis a few times. Well, it's not bad until you get the first hailstorm. Hello.
Good bid.
No,
hell, I got one guy with a Harley, so he can hail all it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, but it's good. You've been
down
to Sturgis, Kent? Out to Sturgis? You've been out to Sturgis?
I've never been there. My daughter's moving to Denver, and so I can go up there and stay with her, and I'm going to ride 6 hours to Sturgis. It won't be that far away.
Yeah, nice. That's exactly how I did it. I flew into Denver. I visited my longtime girlfriend there, and then I rode from Denver. Don't go there. I rode from Denver to Sturgis, and it was nice. It was a great ride.
What? That's so cool.
I'm going to drive to Sturgis, and I'm going to stop in Indiana to have a chicken wing with Kent.
Okay, you do that.
That's right.
Hey, dude.
We're going to stop and get some brujas.
Briskets, whatever.
Brisket. Oh, yeah.
Smoker.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll love it.
If I was you, Kent, I'd start saving my money now. He's not cheap to feed.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm an avid smoker.
Yep, that'd be awesome. And you do all your own cooking, I'm assuming.
Oh, man, you must have some good barbecue over there.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I love the accent, man.
I love it.
I'm actually from Georgia. Can you tell?
No.
No?
What the hell happened to your accent?
Did I lose my Georgia accent?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Shit.
Yeah,
I'm not from New York, though. No, definitely not New York.
No.
I'm from Boston.
I just want to call bullshit with you guys. You guys are so great.
Thank you.
Awesome, man.
Show and,
excellent.
I like talking to you guys. You guys are cool.
You guys, you can call anytime you like. 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, call me.
No, don't do that.
This is my number, right?
No. You can send, if you know how to send a text message, you can send them. You can send him a text message and just annoy him.
Yeah.
You can do that. But
if you can't sleep at night, I'm always here for you, Kent.
Well, listen, we got another call.
You guys are cool. You got a cool radio station.
Thank you so much. We'll keep listening, and we'll keep, you know, I'll tag you and stuff now that I know, you know, that you're following the page and all. I think that's great. I think it's awesome.
I was watching Mama down there going to all the shows and everything.
Yeah.
It was cold down there, wasn't it?
Hell yeah. I didn't even take my goddamn jacket or my thermals off until Thursday. It was freezing.
She had a hard nipple.
Yeah, I had a hard lot of other things. Everything was fucking cold and sealed
up. This is why I go to Biketoberfest. It's always gorgeous weather, man.
The weather sucked balls. It really did.
There's no spring break.
Yeah.
And there's no cold weather when I go.
Yeah, but I will say the stupid kids from spring break were wearing t-shirts and shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah.
They underpacked.
No shit. Yep.
Yeah, they were walking around freezing their asses off.
What gives me them kids wearing hoodies with shorts? Hell, your legs don't get cold.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Exactly. I know. From my head to my toe was cold, man. I would have worn all my leathers on the street, but, you know, I didn't do that. But listen, we got to make another call.
Yes, we got to make another call.
Someone else called in. We so appreciate you calling in, Kent.
Yes.
Keep listening and watching.
Yes,
Kent. And, you know, let all your friends know you're totally awesome.
You're awesome, brother.
Love you guys. You rock.
Love you too, man.
Kent.
We'll talk to you soon, all right?
You have a great night.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Have a good night.
You too, brother.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Always.
Bye-bye. What's that other number now? We're calling the other number from Tennessee.
Well, we're calling a Tennessee. Hold on. Let me find it now.
Well, it's 7:30 in Tennessee.
Well, 7:30 in Tennessee. All right. Yeah. I'm calling Nashville, Tennessee.
What's that number? Don't say it out loud. No. Just show it to me. That one. Okay.
Hello.
This is Motorcycle Mayhem calling you back.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, dude. I'm not much, man. My name's Jason. I just want to tell you guys, love what you do. No. Love the shit you're saying about Mike Axel. Frickin', I was laughing my ass off, man.
Oh,
frickin' hilarious.
Thank you, Jason.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, we're honest. We talk about everybody like that.
Sure.
We're just not.
Hey, that's freaking awesome, man. Yeah. So I heard a rumor, though, and I was just calling to, I was actually calling, so I had your number stored in my phone.
Excellent.
Because I heard a rumor that y'all are going to make a phone call to a blonde bombshell rock and roll goddess tonight.
Yes,
that's
you are.
No rumor, man. That's the God's honest truth.
Yes, it is.
In less than 30 minutes, I'm going to be calling her.
Yes.
I met her down in Daytona. She's fabulous. Do you like her?
I love her.
Okay.
Nice.
She is one of my closest friends.
Excellent.
Oh, fabulous, Jason. Thanks so much for
calling
in.
We're like a big happy family over here.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Jason, you can say who we're calling in 28 minutes.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, y'all are going to call one of my dearest friends, Miss Geneva Keane from the Geneva Band.
Awesome, yeah.
That's right. We're calling
her. Can't wait to talk to her.
I tell you what, man. You will not find a person who cares more about people than her.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, point blank. She has, you know, I'm in a band myself, and she's been a huge supporter of me.
Okay.
And I love her to death. I mean, she's helped me and the guys that I'm with, you know, get some things going. And I can't wait to hear what y'all talk about tonight. I've been listening to the show for like the last 30 minutes. And I was like, man, I was even watching on Facebook Live and then got it on the laptop too in case I lose signal, you know, so.
Right. Awesome. Well, what are you playing in the band?
I'm the lead singer of a band called Justice Cult.
Why don't you send us one of your songs we played on the air?
Yeah.
We're not original. We ain't got any originals. We got a lot of covers.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, when you get originals, we
open. You know what? Here they go. Make a song for our opening.
We should have a contest.
Yes. We should
have
a contest.
But we really need to write a song about Motorcycle Mayhem. Stupid stickers.
Or you can write a song about Mike Axel. That could be that.
Don't do that.
I could do that in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's an easy thing to do, but we're going to be real nice and not say anything negative about anyone.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm not. No, I wasn't. I was just saying I could do it.
No, we appreciate that. Yeah, we actually should think about that.
You know, Jim's got a question.
Who's Mike Axel?
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay. You'll hear it. Fair enough. I'm just curious.
Read our posts. It takes up too much goddamn time.
I think I put it all together. Yes.
Nashville.
No, I got you. Bikes. Say no more. Say no more. I understand.
So, Jason, now you're also you live close near to Geneva in Tennessee.
Yep, I sure do. I have been to her and Dwayne's house on several occasions. Hung out with them on a personal level, on a friend level, just where it was just us, just you know, sitting around the bonfire, chilling out, mm-hmm. you know. Just talking as friends, you know, and not just always at a gig, playing a show, you know, doing the music thing where we could actually just really just hang out and get to know each other and just become friends. And I tell you, I've never found somebody as supportive for every single musician out there as she is.
Yeah.
Excellent.
She is firsthand.
Yep. And one of the biggest supporters of the United States military I've ever seen. Love her to death. I love everything she does. She's one of my dearest friends, and I support her 110%.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you so much. Listen, so you can make a post on our Facebook page.
And you can friend us on Facebook, too.
Yeah, I did.
I'm already following you on Facebook.
Okay, well, you can friend us also on Facebook if you like.
Okay, cool. Well, y'all send me a request. Jason M. Couch. It's not hard to find.
Okay.
Jason M. Couch. All right, I'll do that.
C-O-U-T-S.
C-O-U-T-S. You got it. I wrote it down because my memory shot from this drive this past weekend.
I know. I tell you what. I just want to say something. I hate y'all because y'all got to go. And I had to stay home.
I'm sorry.
I'm jealous,
yeah.
too.
I'm jealous.
I left Johnny here.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, you let her leave you?
Yeah, he didn't.
Dude, man.
I was stuck on my wife this whole time.
Yeah, he has all the lady with him. I'm just his studio wife.
I'll be at Biketoberfest. I'll probably end up in Panama City.
He'll be going to those events without me, but that's fine. Because, you know, I have a day job.
Yeah, you know what they say, shit happens.
Yeah, it happens. No, but it's all good, Jason. You have a wonderful voice.
Awesome voice, right?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I gotta move around on my box here. Hold on.
You're turning it on. Jason, go let this go. She's squirming. Smell that?
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, not really. He's got a hot voice. I hope you're not married or your wife or girlfriend's going to get pissed off, but I like your voice. So that's awesome.
It's okay. It's all right.
I think I have lead singer syndrome. Disease. What
she
is that?
LSD is lead singer disease.
She has a 600-pound vibrator
at home. I'm on LSD right now.
Oh, my God.
And I ain't even seen what he looks like. It's all good.
It's my brother Charlie. Hey.
Oh, hey, another Rizzo in the door.
Hey, he bought me coffee.
It's
like thank you.
Well, he bought you coffee, but you ate all his food because the difference is
now,
night and day.
Of course,
sit down.
Walks in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. So sit down. Put the headphones on.
That was a Rizzo ass that you.
Put the headphones on. So you can hear what's going on.
Is this my coffee?
It's my coffee. Looks like it black.
Oh, Jason, nobody brought me.
See that? She went to Daytona. And I get the black coffee, all right?
Dad, I ain't whipping my boobs out now.
Can he stand next to you so you guys look like the number 10?
Yeah.
Jason, are you still there? Or did we lose him?
Jason.
I think we lost him.
No.
What happened?
He's still there.
Oh.
Jason.
Hello? I think you lost him. Plug your thing in. All right, we lost him. So we're down.
All right, Jason, thanks for calling in, man.
We got about another 20.
I'm going to go to commercial quick.
Hey, I'm still here.
There you are. Oh, there you are. All right.
No, didn't lose me.
All right, good.
All right.
Perfect.
So I thought y'all had, I guess I had hit the mute button on my phone when I was laughing so hard at her saying she was taking her boobs out. And I was like, damn, I'm not on Facebook Live. I can't see it. You know?
It's only one real boob, so.
It's your turn sideways. You know, coughing is dream. What is that thing? Flat as a board. warm, easy to screw. Now,
like I said, when she was in Daytona, it was so cold, her nipple was hard.
Yeah, my nipple. I only got one.
Very nice.
I only got one of them. So, yeah. I'm a little deformed, but it works really fucking good, I might say.
But, Jason, thank you for calling the show, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me.
Weather,
I appreciate
it. How's the weather by you over there? What do you got?
Oh, man, up here in Nashville right now, we just had a bad rainstorm come through. Right. I mean, it just torrential downpours. I live just north of Nashville. Right. And so, but I mean, it was 78 degrees out today. I mean, I was out working in the yard instead of out riding my Harley. I'm a rider too, so I got an 06 Heritage Softail.
Right. Sweet. Nice.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh yeah, I've ridden the hell out of that thing. So I've had it, going on, three and a half years now. And I've put probably close to 45,000 miles on it.
Sweet,
three and a half years.
Wow. Good ride, man. Good
so
ride.
You got a back seat on that thing that's occupied?
Yes, I do. Her name, that back seat is taken by my girlfriend. Her name is Julie. So
she's a very lucky woman, especially if you got a back seat on your bike.
Right. I tend to say that I'm the lucky one.
Okay.
So. All right.
Good answer.
No, wait a minute. I got the important question. You live in Nashville.
Good.
You gotta have a good barbecue place down there.
Oh my God. Let me tell you about some barbecue.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that good barbecue would come from a restaurant.
Right.
But the best barbecue, in my opinion, in the state is at this one
gas station
right down the road from my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Douglas Amico and Douglas Barbecue, and it is the best.
Really?
Pulled pork.
I've
brisket,
heard of this place.
Anything you've ever had. I mean, it is just,
really?
It's not super greasy. It is just amazing.
Write that down.
I'm writing it. Douglas Amico, right?
Road trip.
In Springfield, Tennessee.
Springfield, Tennessee.
Oh,
The Simpsons must live there.
The Simpsons.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Of course they got good barbecue there.
God damn,
Homer lives there. Oh, my God.
Now, I heard her say something about moonshine.
Yeah. My good buddy, man. Oh, my God, John Pru, he made me apple pie moonshine. And
apple pie is great. Don't get me wrong. I love apple pie.
What flavor
but
you
ain't
got?
Peaches.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
I'm coming to Tennessee. I will drive to Tennessee for some peach moonshine.
Sweet.
I brought some.
Hell yeah.
Everclear back from Sturgis the last trip. People love getting me.
Everclear,
that's
good shit.
Reason.
That's good shit.
I don't know, man. It's like, you want some moonshine? I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
I don't say no to that at all. Fuck
no, but.
No, it's awesome. And you make it, yourself, or you know someone that does it, you know.
I refuse to comment on any and all said activity as it may incriminate me at a later time and date.
There you go.
Wow.
So
nice.
So I should just try peach moonshine from somebody. Sources,
that's right.
Sources unknown.
Sources unknown is the best way to keep
say,
that.
I will say, though, upstate New York, my cousins live up there, and I've had their version of apple pie moonshine.
Right.
And I've had, you know, for their own personal use. Never sold nor distributed past their property, which you're allowed to do certain things, in which I won't say either where it's located. But holy crap, man. I got hammered in two shots.
Mm.
I am not kidding you.
That's just potent.
I literally, bam, on the floor.
My buddy Marlon makes it too. Apple pie.
Oh, God,
sugar.
But
it,
stuff is so good.
But
anyway.
All right, Jason, thank you for calling the show.
We gotta get ready for Geneva.
Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate
posted.
It, man.
Yeah, keep listening.
Stay posted. She'll be calling. We're calling her, right?
Yeah, we're going to give her a call. She's waiting patiently.
I'm going to have her phone number.
So and we're going to take a little... I have her phone number.
Fuck.
I ain't giving it to you.
Dang.
We're going to take a short little commercial break.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you for calling, Jason.
We'll
thank
be,
you, guys.
We'll
I appreciate
in touch.
It.
We'll see you down in Tennessee at some point.
Yes, sir.
I hope so, man. Hopefully, I'll get to meet y'all, and y'all get to come to one of our shows, too.
Definitely will be. Definitely will be.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Take care now, buddy.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. You gotta disassemble.
I got to change this shit because for some reason.
He's switching things, and he's sticking things in little.
We are going to commercial. Be right back.
Are you looking for a perfect end to your day's ride? Then stop by 1940 Brewery. Check out some of Long Island's best local beers. Right now, offering for a limited time, Orange Whip 9% Oatmeal Stout on tap. 1940 Brewery, 1337 Lincoln Avenue, Holbrook, New York, 1-631-533-4838. Or check them out on the web at 1940brewingcompany.com.
Monster Energy Welcome to Rockville returns April 29th and 30th to Metropolitan Park with Def Leppard and Soundgarden. Also featuring A Perfect Circle, Mastodon, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Cedar, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, Coheed and Cambria, The Pretty Reckless, Highly Suspect, Nothing More, and The Offspring. Welcome to Rockville. 2 days, over 40 bands, on 3 stages. Tickets are on sale now. Head over to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for GA, VIP and package tickets, additional information, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Village Connection Radio.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Hey, this is Mama Mayhem, and you are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on VillageConnectionRadio.com.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I love that. Well, if you had your headphones on, you know what I'm talking about.
What? That did song. I heard it through the headphones. Can you lower the volume in my headset, please? Oh, my God.
Which one's yours?
I don't know. Who's on first?
All of a sudden, now it's loud?
What?
Well, no, the music you heard that was loud.
No, the headset. You raised the volume earlier because you're deaf.
He is deaf. You're totally right about that. Now you just killed mine.
Yeah, you killed mine, too. Who's on first? That's all right. Don't touch anything because something might be bad.
So, Charles. Tell us about yourself.
No, don't embarrass you, bro. I swear to God, I feel like I'm in a jerky.
Bring the microphone by your face, at least, and talk to the...
Seriously, we got the Rizzo brothers in the house.
Yeah.
That's not a jerky.
Do they used to call us in the football team, Charlie?
The fat guy and his skinny brother?
No.
Mutt and Jeff.
The from Happy Days.
All right, enough of your shit.
Hey.
Before John Frew was calling in, mm-hmm. I wanted everybody really to know the history of Daytona Bike Week.
Right.
And that was the Daytona 200.
Yes.
In 1937, 80 years ago, folks, 80 years.
Wow.
And most people, while they were all partying down in Main Street and having a good old time, they actually gave a dedication to the Daytona 200. They have a memorial.
Okay.
Down on Daytona Beach. And they had plaques made for all the flat track racers.
Yep.
And all the people that have been supportive in the motorcycle community.
That big, I've seen that. That's really cool that day.
Yeah, big monument. And then they have all the things. I met Gloria Strzok.
Okay.
She's, I don't know if she actually started the Motormaids.
Right.
But she is in the Motormaids. And I'm still praying that her health is good.
Where's the blue light in this microphone? You're talking into the wrong side.
I'm talking right into the Schwazoli thing. All right. But anyway, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why do you interrupt me during a historical moment?
Yeah.
But anyway, so, no, because everybody comes down there and nobody knows the history of it. And there were a lot of really cool people that I met down there. Gloria right. Strzok's granddaughter was one of them. I had already met Gloria Strzok previously.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Blackstone came down there, one of our fans. Hey, John, if you're listening. And I did a little video interview with him, and I think I put it up on our page already.
Yeah, I did
the Facebook Live. He was involved in the flat track racing for a while.
Okay.
And then I met some other people later on after the party. This guy, Steve Coe, with hopefully, can you not drink fucking coffee and slurp it in the microphone while I'm talking to people? That is like chewing with your mouth open.
Was that really making noise?
Oh, my God, don't even do it again. I'm going to pour it on your head. I interrupted my historical moment myself because that really pisses me off. I'm sorry. That is so disgusting. He thinks it's funny, prick. Anyway, seriously. Especially knowing history on your bike weeks, and he snorts. Oh my god!
If you look closely, he's got a curly tail and he eats out of a trowel. I don't know what to tell you, Margaret.
He's starting to look like that Twilight Zone movie where everybody looks like pigs.
Is that supposed to be me on that picture?
Right,
up there?
Right. Isn't that Annie? What?
Huh? Oh, what is she petting in that picture? A pig? What is that?
That's her dog.
That's her dog.
That's a dog.
You blind fuck.
Really? He's deaf?
And he's blind.
And he's blind, but his mouth and his stomach work great.
Very nice. And he has no neck. If you look directly at him, he has no neck.
Okay. Oh, coming back.
Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Anyway.
He's got no fucking neck. Woohoo! Let's do the time warp.
Wait, is today Monday or Wednesday? Holy shit.
I don't know. Today's Monday.
I thought it was Wednesday.
Oh, wait. Is it because you rank on Johnny on your show? Tim?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You don't even understand. You don't even
know.
I love Johnny too. I really do. I love Johnny to death. Johnny's a great friend and a great partner to have on the show. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I walk out of here feeling much better about myself after I abuse him for a couple hours.
But I don't get the abuse like Mario gets, though. So
no.
That's
what Mario brings it upon himself. Mario's a magnet for abuse. That's just a completely different ballgame.
Oh, okay. So I didn't tell you this.
What?
I met this really cool guy. His name is Mike. I have his card in my pocket.
Okay.
I met him down at the memorial. He actually builds golf courses. This is a weird story.
You were telling me this.
Right. He builds golf courses was building golf courses in Vietnam. And then he ended up getting a motorcycle and touring the country.
Yeah, you told me that. That's awesome.
And he wrote a book about it.
That's really cool.
So I'm going to be messaging him. He sent me a whole bunch of stuff. I have a website. I'm going to post that up on our site. And hopefully next Monday we'll get him to call in for a little bit and talk about his touring of Hanoi and Vietnam.
Sure.
That's another one.
I would love to hear that story. That's got to be really interesting.
I think so.
Right? Really?
I mean, just being able to ride a motorcycle in another country, period.
Yeah, exactly.
Which Rod is doing right now. Well, not really Rod.
He's not riding a motorcycle.
No, he can't. But he's meeting interesting people.
Yes, he is. Rod's having a blast down there, you know.
We miss you, Rod.
Rod. Call him, Rod, if you get a chance. Where the fuck are you?
What time is it in Chile?
It's only an hour.
Can I say it? It's chilly today and hot tamale. I've been waiting all day to say that. I'm sorry.
But an interesting thing about you talking about with that monument.
Yeah.
I believe it's on the beach right outside Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, ironically.
And Bubba Gump right there.
Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Uh-oh. Now we're getting an unknown.
I don't want to answer unknown calls. That's against my protocol. My protocol.
You gotta have a number. The most answer.
Yeah,
sorry.
If we can't see your number, sorry, I can't.
Sorry, Mike. We're not answering.
It's not him. It might be a scammer or something like that. Can you shut the ring off on your phone so we don't hear it? Thank you. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, so in like 10 minutes, I'm going to be calling the woman I met down in Daytona. Yeah. And she's one of the a great touring band, and as is down in Daytona and music and how that all goes together with the bike events. Are you slurping that fucking coffee again?
Was I doing that again?
Yeah, turn your goddamn
head. Hold on, I gotta do this.
Yeah, he needs to drink his coffee and not slurp it. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you. But a few of my friends came down and we met some people down there, and the music scene is great. Who I didn't see, though, and I didn't know if he was playing, was the Dan Lawson band. He usually does the bike circuit.
Always plays that, yep.
Yeah, so I'll probably see him in Laconia in June.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what other bike events are coming up? We have Leesburg.
Leesburg's coming up. Myrtle Beach is coming up in May.
In May.
Panama City.
Panama City is coming up.
That's usually in the end of April, May also.
Okay, so the next couple of months.
Unknown.
Yeah, so, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing here with this phone. I'm sorry, but I got to shut the ringer off.
I can handle that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So, you know what? Do me a favor. We could actually... I did that again. I'm an idiot. I have to message Geneva because I have a blonde...
Someone's calling me like crazy.
That's fine. Let it go.
Whoever's calling, you got to show your number and then we'll answer it.
We can't answer unknown calls. We've had too many spammers. I'm sorry.
Yes.
So anyway...
Show yourself.
I have to message this young lady because stupid me had a blonde moment. I forgot. Okay, hold on. All right, hold on. Okay, recording. All right, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Please message. Okay.
I just got a phone request from Jason.
Oh, nice. Hey, Jason.
So did I.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so that's fine. I had to send a message to her. So anyway, we got a couple moments with that. So now Adam is home safely?
I don't know. He called me before. He texted me saying he's still on his way home. I'm not going to be able to make the show tonight. So.
Okay.
I don't know if he's home.
All right.
If so you're home, Adam, it would be nice if you called your show to see what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But let's recap on Aiden Has a Posse. What Kevin Beener, oh my God, and Tim Ford are doing. They safely left, okay, Daytona as planned, and they're riding 50cc mini bikes. They got stopped by the police department.
Yes.
20 minutes into the ride. They didn't even make it out of Daytona and already they got stopped. But, you know, apparently it's legal. I don't know what it is, but you don't have to have a license or any of that stuff. But they're raising money for a fabulous foundation.
Right. Just so anyone doesn't know, they're only doing 28 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Now, they can't go on any highways, obviously.
They can't.
So
that's a number you have to call.
Okay.
All right, darling. We're going to call you now. Because we have a couple other callers that are trying to get through, and we don't want any interruptions. So,
right.
Bear with us while Johnny puts his glasses on.
You dial it.
Put your phone
on. I can't understand your handwriting now. I don't want to ask what those numbers are.
So, hey, Laura, she just reacted. Look at what I'm wearing live.
I was just going to ask you.
Jim, you're really, you know, a really pay attention kind of a guy. Why don't you tell everybody? About this.
My wife's fabulous jewelry that she made.
People can see it, but it's beautiful.
Oh, Laura made that?
Laura hand makes all sorts of jewelry.
That's pretty cool.
It is neat. She's just getting back into it, and Margaret happened to pick up a very beautiful piece that she made.
Does she ship?
Yes, she ships.
Awesome.
Very reasonable, very affordable. And
this could be right too. I'm thinking of it, maybe it is.
No, he would message us. So
that's true.
He has to message us seven. Okay, hold on a second. I want to do this real quick and put this call through 37. Okay, and that's it. All right. We're giving you a ring. We're Jason. We're making a phone call for you. Hang on to your hats.
Hello, it's Motorcycle Mayhem.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Geneva. It was real nice meeting you down in Florida. Oh, my gosh. It was fabulous. You were very hospitable towards me.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
Well, I did invite you into our home behind the stage.
Excellent.
Yeah, you did.
Awesome. We had so much fun. That was great. That was
yeah, I had an absolute blast. It was so much fun. I got to meet you. I got to meet Dwayne. And you gave me the handmade shirt, which I'm not wearing on the show because it's still packed in my suitcase in the trunk of my car.
I haven't
unpacked from the trip yet.
What have you been doing this whole time?
Neither has Geneva. She's busy, man. We're busy.
Let me see her.
She's right there.
Wow. You're beautiful, I've got to say.
She's absolutely gorgeous. And let me tell you something. She's got a heart of gold. And I really love meeting up with her. And, we got a lot of things going on. Other than playing. Now, you played at Cabbage Patch, and what were the other bars you played at in the venues down in Daytona?
Pretty much all week we're on Main Street at Booty Hill, the legendary Booty Hill Saloon, which was incredible. Oh, my God, it was great.
Yeah.
And we went down the road to Roadside Tavern. We played one night, and then they asked us to come back the next day, so we did. And then that evening we were down at Cabbage Patch.
Yeah. And I met you up there a second time.
So,
and I actually was going to make an attempt to get on the stage with you, but I was too shot from the apple pie moonshine the night before. Just saying.
Girl, I was feeling it too, because we'd played six, 7 days straight. And it was, I'd do it again in a heartbeat, but I'd have to take a week off to recoup first.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
Because then after we left there, we had Friday to travel, and then we headed to Bama Bike Fest in Forkland, Alabama, to a sold out venue.
Nice.
And like all the campsites were taken. It was just, and it had been like 4 years since we played there, and it was just like a reunion for us because so many friends and and the grounds are just so beautiful, and everybody was happy. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it was a lot of fun. We'd like to check that out. If you end up playing there again next year, if that's right after Bike Week, which is going to be March 9th through the 18th in 2018, we definitely check you out down in Alabama. That sounds like it's a lot more fun.
Should be.
A little bit more personal, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They treat you like family there.
I never knew they had a bike week there.
I didn't either until
that's
Janine
really
said it.
It's funny because how many times I'll Google bike weeks in the United States to see what's out there? I never seen that one.
Yeah, you got to know people, honey.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Just saying.
I know Mama Mayhem.
Man,
listen.
There are so many events across the country. I mean, just so many. I mean, like around our area. I just want to name a few if I can.
Go ahead.
I just want to send a shout out to a Kentucky Bike Rally in Little Sturgis, Kentucky. Everybody's heard that place.
I've heard that one.
Hog Valley Rally in Kentucky. Wonderful people. The Harley Drags in Bowling Green. Jim Bug Boogie, Boogie 2 in Cookeville. You know, there's Clarksville Toy Run. That's put on by the Bikers Who Care. Everybody knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful event. And, of course, Bama Bike Fest. Of course, in Alabama.
Bama Bike Fest.
There's a lot of things to... Yeah, there's a lot of places for people to come around this area. Actually, we were talking about this earlier, and I wanted to tell you guys that I have some friends that are putting on an event in September. And it's called Tennessee Bike Fest. It's a brand new event. I mean, it's still an infant at this moment.
Right.
That's Tennessee Bike Fest?
Yeah, Tennessee Bike Fest. Yes,
yeah, Tennessee Bike Fest.
She's playing there.
Yeah, we're playing there with a lot of my Tennessee buddies and stuff. And are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're here. Yep.
Okay, great. I'm having, like Jason said, there's storms all over here in Nashville. And oh, my gosh, I don't even have my computer up.
Yeah, no, that's
it's down.
Smart.
It's like,
no,
wow.
I can't see any responses or anything. But before you guys came on, I was messaging you on my phone. But anyway, here's the thing about Tennessee Bike Fest. I'm representing the thing. I'm supporting it. I'm in full support of it.
Excellent.
Tickets for the Tennessee Bike Fest will go on sale a couple weeks after the website's activated, which will be here very shortly. And it'll have announcements with the prices and amenities that'll be announced, such as, RV spots, hookups, primitive camping, vendors, bike games. All the entertainment will be announced. Our sponsors and media outlets, including radio, you guys.
Yeah.
Magazines.
Awesome.
You know.
We can go mobile now.
Sites and, yeah, and all that stuff, guys. So it's going to be a really good event, and that's going to be September 20th through the 23rd of this year.
Okay, so that's towards the end of September.
Yeah, and it's on the grounds is in Mont Eagle, Tennessee, and actually I can give you the address right now.
Okay, that'd be great.
It's 518 Brawley Road in Tracy City, Tennessee.
Good.
And a lot of people will recognize that address because for many years they hosted an event called Thunder on the Rock.
Oh.
And for the past couple of years, it's kind of gone downhill a little bit. And so they closed out that rally. And I know that Tennessee's looking for a place to go that already has grounds and everything. And I'm just going to support the hell out of them because it's going to be wonderful, and I'm very excited about it. And actually, Jason called in a little bit ago. His band's going to be playing the first night to do the opening.
Excellent.
And they're contacting all the bands and the major entertainers and stuff like that. And all that stuff will be announced on the website and everything. Like I said, it's an infant.
Yeah, we're looking forward to your performance and to see how everything transpires. And like, I had discussed with you earlier, we'll definitely be showing our support.
Yeah, we are behind you 100%.
Once everything gets up and running, let us know for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And, I'll be posting it all over Facebook and everything too. There's a lot of stuff to do, and I feel like a lot of my friends are going to come together for that just because I've got a lot of support in the community. I've been doing the motorcycle circuit for 12 years and playing all these beautiful events. And it's nice to have one here, you know, close to home. That's amazing.
That is excellent.
It's going to be amazing. Now you know that Jason actually chimed in prior to your call. I don't know if you were listening to the radio show prior mm-hmm. to us calling you. I don't want to screw up his name.
Jason, look on Facebook. It's the easiest way to do
it. Jason Couts. He's a lead singer. Hold on. Wait, I wrote it down and I can't read my handwriting.
The band is called Justice Cult.
Justice Cult, right. Thank you. Okay. All right, so that was Rod trying to call in.
Oh, was who?
Yeah,
it was Rod. Oh, shit, Rod.
No, it's all right. No, we had this schedule. Okay.
Well, we have the beautiful Geneva on, so Rod's going to have to wait.
Yeah, but Rod keeps posting as Motorcycle Mayhem on the feed, so if you see all these real weird messages from us...
And a weird-looking dude?
No, it's Rod posting as our page. He's, like, trying to send us a message, and I'm like, who keeps sending messages to us from us? It's, like, really crazy. It's driving me nuts. But listen... I was very happy to meet you. I was very happy to meet Dwayne and that guy on the couch there, Dave, who let me
Dave,
play.
Dave, Jeanette.
The little sleeper guy. The little sleeper dude. Yeah, I kind of was like trying to braid his really long, like Allman Brothers style hair. It was nice. It was sweet. You guys were so sweet, and I am so thrilled that we connected.
Yes, definitely. You know, that's awesome.
A negative situation into a positive, and I just love meeting great people like you along the way, and we're real super excited that you guys support us, and we certainly support you and your
that's
band
right.
and what any efforts you're doing, and we love you to death.
And we can officially start supporting, promoting Tennessee Bike Week?
Once Geneva sends me all the information from her, the people that are doing it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
yeah. And there it is.
I'm just super stoked, man. Super stoked.
Yeah. The website will be TennesseeBikeFest.com, and everybody can go. And we're gonna have a Facebook page and all that stuff for people to contact them, and you know, some of the bands are contacting them to try to get a spot and everything, and my phone's ringing off the wall. There was a rumor going around that I bought the campgrounds, and that's just bullshit.
Yeah,
saying that right
we
now.
We know what rumors are, but you know the people that are doing this, you know, they're doing things. They're not putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. But you can make little teasers and things like that. So it's something for people to look forward to in your hometown. In our home state, you know, and it's nice, and it's a local thing too, so it's great, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot of.
We just lost the Facebook thing again.
Hold on,
I think it's Jim.
No, it's Jim.
I'm catching heat for this.
Yeah,
it's him. Goddamn thing.
I think it's Shawnee slurping. It's just making waves and sending it over this way.
That's twice with the.
So Geneva, I was going to say, I'm hoping that you're playing the Biketoberfest this year. Are you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're talking about Daytona?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are a mainstay in Daytona and Thunder Beach and most of the bike weeks around, you know, southern stuff. Yeah, we've been playing Thunder Beach for about 10 years, both seasons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, I like that one, too.
Well,
We're
doing the, I'm not sure the dates exactly. I don't have my notes written down, but, we're going to be doing a Pier Park, concert series there for Thunder Beach and, maybe a couple other little places yet, but I'm not sure exactly. But yeah, you guys need to come to Panama City too.
I've done that once twice. I was
wonderful.
There. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Daytona was off the chain, man. I mean, it was just the greatest.
I love Daytona.
We were treated so well by everyone and, you know, met so many new friends and hooked up with some old friends. And it's always, always a good time, man. I love bike weeks.
Yeah, me too. I did Panama City last year. And then I think I did like 3 years before that. I love Panama City too, man. That's really awesome over there too. But Daytona's my baby.
Yeah.
I love Daytona. I do the Biketoberfest every year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So. I saw where when I was tuning into you guys probably a couple weeks before Bike Week, and Mama said she wasn't going to be able to make it. So I was surprised when I got there, and she texted me, and she's like, I'm right behind you. And I'm like, well, I'll be right there. Let's have a beer. You know.
Well, that's cool. Awesome. Yeah, she really wanted to go down there and check it out. I'm glad she was able to make it down there, and it really paid off, man. She met a lot of great people down there, and I'm glad to be able to talk to all of you guys. And I'm looking forward to this Tennessee Bike Week now. Bike Fest?
What is it?
Yeah. Bike Week? Bike Fest?
Yeah, Tennessee Bike Fest, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's actually the very first Tennessee Bike Fest ever.
Oh, that's awesome.
Catering to bikers across the country.
Well, yeah.
From everywhere. It's just going to be a very positive, beautiful place for everybody to hang out, enjoy. No drama.
Right.
No bullshit. None of that stuff is going to happen over there because it's good people. We're all Tennessee folk, you know?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what you're saying. But you know what? We're going to help spread the word with that as much as we could, you know? Definitely. And
well, I really appreciate that very much.
Yeah, we're definitely coming down there. We're definitely coming.
You guys do a whole lot for the biker community, and speaking from myself and all of my fellow friends and family in the bike world, we appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much for that.
All the information that y'all give out, and you don't hold back nothing. You're very honest, and yeah, absolutely appreciate you guys. And I'm so thankful to be friends with y'all.
This
is going to be a really long relationship.
Yes, and it's going to be a long, beautiful relationship, right?
Yes,
a bright future ahead. Mom will be right back. She's messing with the camera right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's good. You're good. You're good right there.
All right.
Now sit down and talk. Sit down and talk. All right.
Yeah.
Enough of this shit with your one nipple. All right?
Yeah, hi, honey. I'm back. Sorry. You know.
She's back.
On the internet.
Where'd you go, woman?
Geneva's like, thank God. I couldn't understand the fucking word that guy was saying.
Yeah, no. But we're going to have to, we have our friend Rod who's in Chile. He's the other guy that's on this show. And he's going to be calling calling us back in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
But I am so psyched for all the new things
that are
happening for you, that are happening for us, and all the great people we're meeting along the way.
Yes, this is an awesome ride, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are new. You're a new radio station.
Yeah, we're virgins.
2 months,
man.
Maybe?
2 months. Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
2 months.
You've got lots of followers.
And
lots
we
of
love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great.
I'm turning all of my friends on to you guys.
Excellent.
Hey,
thank you. Yes.
We're taking off this week. Actually, we're headed to we're playing at Turtle Lake Casino in Wisconsin,
which
is one of my favorite places in the world to play. Wisconsin is the greatest. They are so good to the Geneva Band.
Well,
they're awesome.
Can you bring me back cheese?
There's a few bike events out there that we do.
Cheese.
Yeah, you and everybody else that I know.
I know that everybody else. That's all they know about is cheese from Wisconsin. Wisconsin cheese. I love cheese.
I know, and it's. They have the best cheese curds at that particular casino. And so,
oh,
like,
my God.
They're really good. I always get a whole shitload of them to take home with me. But April 7th and 8th, we're going to be at Miss Newbie's Biker Bash in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Nice.
And then April 9th, I have to send a shout-out to the Outpost for Bikers in Pickle, Florida.
That place is so cool.
Sponsors. And April the 9th, we're doing a Pre-Thunder Beach Bash out there. And you guys have got to go to that place. Everybody's listening. The Outpost is an amazing place. It's owned by Don Chillian. He's a Vietnam veteran. And he's made a home right there for all the bikers to come and hang out and just be themselves and just have a good old party.
That place is really cool. I visited that when I went to Panama City. I like the floating dock that people usually fall off into the water.
you've been there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. I've been there. That place is great,
of
man.
Of course he's been there.
Yes.
Why have you not?
There's Jim Sinise stickers all over there, by the way.
Yeah.
As there should be.
Yes.
As there should be.
And there's going to be drunken shenanigans. My sticker should be around.
This place is out of fucking control. It's not near anything.
I guess we know where we're going to be April 9th.
April 9th.
That's not too far away. Yeah. Isn't that like Easter? Is that Palm Sunday? Is that Palm Sunday? You're talking this April?
No, hopefully next.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
No, this is March.
No. Next April?
April the 9th.
Of 2017?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she just said it.
Next month.
He's stupid.
Okay. Well, there's the understatement of the year.
Right now, he thinks the month we're in is May.
Okay. No, I know what month we're in. It's July. No,
well, actually, this is a pre-Thunder Beach bash, okay?
Right.
Pre.
Thunder Beach is like the first week of May.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
And so this,
my boss is sitting here. You hear all these dates I got to take off, right, Charlie?
Oh, good.
Yes,
all these days. As long as they're, you know, not the last 10 days of the month, I'm good because I'm doing other stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, as long as all this stuff. Oh, man, I wouldn't mind going to Panama. I've been to Panama.
Panama City is fucking beautiful.
Mama Mayhem, they would welcome you with open arms. I'm telling you, they would absolutely love you, woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're real people. You
can make the intro for me. That's fine because, you know, I am a little shy. Right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We can get her to do the wet t-shirt contest at Hammerhead Charlie's over there.
Huh? Right? I get only a half a prize, though.
That's it.
I've never in my whole career, I've never entered a wet t-shirt contest or any of the games and stuff like that.
I never did that either.
Me too.
I just take pictures of everybody doing it.
I don't discredit those who do because my God, I'm impressed by it too. It's like, wow, that's really cool that you guys are that, you know, really just, that it's just fun, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I'm very encouraging to anybody that does that in any of the contests, guys and gals, when they enter it. And the silly things, I'm the one that's, you know, cheering them on, rah rah, sis bumba, you know, it's great. Because yeah, I certainly don't have the balls to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, Rod's is calling us long distance from Chile.
From Chile, yeah.
And I'm so glad that we're chatting live on the air, and I'm so glad that we met again. And I can't wait. I can't wait to do more stuff with you.
I can't wait to meet you myself.
I know, Johnny, you can't. And you better have like wings or barbecue for this dude.
Yeah, Rod's calling us now.
Yeah, hang on, Rod. So we're going to go. I don't mean to cut you short, sweetheart, but we're going to talk to you again real soon, okay?
Hey, no problem, baby. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
calling.
Thank
you.
And thank you for your support. And I salute all the bikers out there, guys.
Yes.
Our road warriors, you know. And
you.
Y'all just be safe this season, okay?
Yeah, we will.
That's right.
For sure. You stay safe, too.
And ride safe and rock on.
And God bless.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Oh, she's so super cool.
Man. Yeah, she's really cool.
All right, Rod, call in one more time. We didn't want to be rude to Geneva because we love her and she's got better boobs than you.
He's telling me how we're listening to the show down there. Then you should fucking know we're on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? What kind of he might have a really bad delay.
Delay
around the world.
It's on the internet.
What kind of delay? All right, he's calling in now. He's going to be calling.
And he's probably loaded out of his face.
Yeah, he's probably fucked up.
And smoking cigars and all that.
I love this.
Charlie, come on, man.
Don't say anything. Just keep an eye on the camera and make sure it doesn't, like, fall over again, you know, when it starts doing that slow lean, because I'm sure people are like, whoa. Mayhem's got one of them 3D rides going on for Facebook Live.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of 3D, did anybody see Beauty and the Beast 3D?
No.
The new movie came out? Yes. I'm sorry. I'm being corny. I like stuff like that. Me? Come on now.
Well, there's Mario on Wednesday.
There you go. Hold on. Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem. May I take your call, please?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
It's Rod Majika.
Rod, you know what? You're coming up unknown, so we don't know who it is. So,
yeah, because I'm using my dad's phone.
Oh, okay.
Dad's phone is
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, dude. So, listen.
What's up?
Hello. She's gone already, but you can say hi to her.
I did on Facebook, man. I just listened. I got really bad, spotty internet down here, so I'm catching bits and pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. We still love you.
Yes, we love you, Rod, and I love the food you're posting, bro.
Of course.
What the fuck,
are
man?
Are you freaking kidding
me? I hope you're bringing one of those sandwiches home for me.
Huh? What?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, man. At least somebody will bring something home for me.
Right, I gotta keep. Listen, is that you like going? Hey, is that you posting on our feed? Going like, hey, mama. It's like us saying hello to. I'm deleting all these things. Do you have to when you post on our feed? Post is you, okay?
Yeah, Rod.
I don't know if you can do that from your phone. I know you said Rod here, but it's like I want to see your face, man. Totally want to see your face because I'm getting like I'm thinking I'm doing stuff and I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, it's like...
Well, isn't that normal?
Yeah, pretty much. But listen, so I'm down a hemorrhoid because you're in Chile.
Two hemorrhoids.
No, two. Oh, yeah, Adam's not here either.
Yeah.
But I gained two. They're across but, the way. I have my substitute hemorrhoid.
The big hemorrhoid's here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're big
enough. I got it.
So you're about a couple of 100 pounds lighter right now.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, so
and that's what, just your beard.
Nah, no, really. But what's it like? Now, I've seen you posting your photos on your personal page
right.
and sharing it to Motorcycle Mayhem, and some people may not see them unless they're public. Johnny's slurping. Can you hear him slurping his coffee, Rod? Can you hear that?
I backed up.
No, I...
Okay.
It's no, actually, I can't.
Okay. But anyway, all right, thank God. So, now, tell me about the motorcycle scene down in Chile. Since we can't see it, how many people ride down there? Is that, like, the major mode of transportation in Chile? Like, motorcycles?
It's
do you see a lot of bikes?
There's a lot of bikes. It's a huge scene from what I'm catching right now.
Okay.
Transportation down here is insanity. Bikes are like a real thing for the youth down here.
Right.
And let me tell you something. When you see the roads down here, especially in the central cities and stuff, it's crazy tight. So for the bikes, you don't see too many baggers around here. A lot of Kawasaki, a lot of Yamaha. There's a couple of Indian manufacturers around here too, which I have no clue. I've never seen them before. But the kids... It's a huge scene. I'll tell you, the Friday night, I hit this Bar Reina in Santiago.
Okay.
As soon as people caught wind, and of course my cousin was, you know, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, da, da, da. As soon as they caught wind, people were coming up to me to talk to me and wanting to know about the show. They wanted stickers. They wanted shirts. They wanted everything.
Did you give them stickers?
Did you get laid?
I gave out over...
He can't get laid. There's only
100 stickers.
Nice. You're the man.
All right.
I hope. Now, do we have to... Now, Chile... they speak Spanish, right? Is that the language?
I speak Chile.
Yes.
Trust me.
Hablamos español aquí en Chile.
Goya.
Okay.
Goya, oh boy. That's all I know.
You're such a dick.
Wow.
So... Does it automatically translate into Spanish for them when they're listening to an American show? Because then I'll figure it out. They have to be able to hear it, you know, translate, right? Or no? Do they have a translator? Because I can, you know, go like this.
No,
and
no.
That's universal. I don't know if you saw it.
No, the majority of the youth here in Chile also speak pretty good English. It's taught in all the schools. It's pretty much a basic... class in school English.
Okay, but not this English. You know, I botched up the English language pretty damn good. So, kid, this is not proper English. But no, I'm psyched that you're making all these connections
down
there. Yeah,
definitely.
Great.
Hey, Rod, how do you say cheeseburger down there?
Go ahead. How do you say
burger con queso?
Ah,
so
like
that's
it.
A burger with cheese.
That's it.
Con queso.
Burger
is that a dog I hear in the background?
Yeah, is that a dog?
What? Are you at Eric's house?
Fuck
yeah.
God damn it. Before I can even say
I'm actually right now, I'm in Viña del Mar at one of my cousin's house. A beautiful little cabana over here overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Nice.
Viña del Mar? Nice.
Viña del Mar is the Chilean version of Rio de Janeiro.
Ooh, so I see women in wearing thong bathing suits and nothing else?
You see men like Rod wearing them.
I don't care about Rod. I'm talking about the Chilean women because that one you posted, she was so hot. Oh, my God. You know, I...
Which one?
The one with the green and tan motorcycle. She was adorable and pretty and sweet, and she looked like she was real nice. But I would love to see her.
Felicia.
Is that not a family member? Is that a family member?
It's all right.
No, that wasn't family.
All right, good. So I would like to see her in a thong. Thank you. On the beach. On La Playa de whatever.
Okay.
In Del Mar.
Make that happen, Rod. Please.
So, yeah. So,
well,
really?
She wants to do more photos.
Hello.
We want nipple stickers.
I'm a photographic here, so I could do that. I have my Nikon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak in a Spanish. I'm really botching it
end
up.
Oh, at the end. Photo. take camera. Give me Fudo.
El Mario.
No, seriously, if I go there to Chile,
what?
Or Chile.
Chile.
I can find the library, the police, and I can ask for more beer and chicken. That's it. That's all I really need to know.
Yeah, that's all you really do need to know. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the library, the police, and I need more beer and chicken.
There you go. I can't believe it's in Chile's. Hold on.
I know.
Tiene también hacer como si. ¿Dónde están los motos?
I love Lucy
too. Fuck you too. Right?
No, no. There's a lot of motorcycles.
Motorcycle. Oh, look at you.
Where are the bikes?
Where are the bikes? All right.
¿Dónde está la Biblia? Yeah, I want to know where the Biblioteca is and the Policía, and I need más cerveza con pollo.
Now I'm hungry. Charles, something
like that.
Beer
with chicken.
That was good, Mama. That was good.
Thank you.
Hey, Rod sent me audio. Rod sent me audio of his motorcycle down there. Did I show it to you?
No.
Yeah, play it. Ready?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay, later. Here you go.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up my ears.
Wasn't that great?
Oh, that was
great. That was fucking awesome.
That was nothing.
That was exactly.
Hey, Johnny, did I send you the video of the burnout?
Oh, yes, you did, actually.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I fell for that.
you know how, like, you wake up in the middle of the night and take a piss or whatever?
I don't do that.
And you look on Facebook, just, I don't know, you see something, but you don't want to like nothing? Or
right, because you don't want people to know you're awake.
So I did that, I think, Saturday night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I liked one of Rod's pictures, and that was it. Me and him were talking for fucking 2.5 hours.
Oh,
after that.
You're an idiot.
He was fucking hammered.
That's why you have to have a second.
I was hammered.
Yeah.
You're halfway around the world and you talk to fucking Johnny.
That's right.
What a waste of your father's cell phone.
That's right.
Seriously.
Hey, man, I'm the host of Motorcycle Mayhem, damn it.
So do they have motorcycle events in Chile? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know if you're doing all the motorcycle stuff.
It's a restaurant, Chili's.
The guy who owned the green bike, his name is Mauricio. He's a friend of the show now.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to be speaking with him on the 30th of March. I'm going back to Santiago. I'm going to meet up with him again. And I asked him to get me information about bike gatherings here in Chile.
Okay.
And rides that they do and stuff like that.
Are you bringing that street sign home with you? Are you bringing that street sign home with you? The street sign name?
I might.
Don't steal that shit, man.
No, he'll just ask the governmento Chile, and they'll just give it to him gratis.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? That's his last name. Show him your driver's license. Hey, name on the street sign without asking me. Now give me the sign.
Ah. Hey, hello. My name is Mr. Stop. I'd like to have all those signs.
You know what's funny?
I can't even
Johnny, you're going to love this.
Yeah?
That street sign was right outside that sandwich shop.
Sweet.
He knew I was coming.
These sandwiches were so big. He put his hand in
How
there.
How big were they?
They were so big.
How big were they?
They were like this big. Rod, I want one of those sandwiches, man.
All right.
We love you, Rod.
I got to run because today is they're Ashley's lighting the birthday cake for me right now.
Oh, that's right. What? Happy birthday, Rod.
Happy birthday, Rod.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rod.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday. Fuck you.
Hasta la vista, baby.
All right,
adios,
don't even ask.
That had to be the best happy birthday you ever got in your life.
It's probably. He's got a cake waiting for him with candles. Don't even go there.
That's true.
Go enjoy your party in Chile.
Happy birthday, brother.
When you get back. Love you, Rob.
Thank you, brother. And before I leave, I want to say to all our fans out there, Motorcycle Radio Land out there, remember, support Tim and Kevin on their ride. ALS, Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation, Fuck Cancer. All my friends in New York, California, Florida, Tennessee, everywhere. This is Rod from Chile. I'm out.
Later,
dude.
Bye.
Love you.
Later.
Bye.
He played that too, guys. All day.
And he forgot one thing.
Mayhem.
Don't forget to be an organ donor. That's it.
Yeah.
So now, do we have to go to commercial?
Yes, I'm going to commercial. I'm going to commercial right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Chicago.
All aboard!
Are you ready? Chicago's biggest rock festival is back. Chicago Open Air. Over 40 bands. Over 3 days. July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Toyota Park. Chicago Open Air. With Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Trolley.
Kiss.
Get down, everybody, come a little.
Chicago Open Air Festival with Godsmack, Rob Zombie, Korn, Stone Sour, Slayer, Seether, Megadeth, Anthrax, Lamb of God, Amon Amarth, Meshuggah, Clutch, Behemoth, Body Count, and so many more. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ChicagoOpenAir.com for all your lineup, ticket, and festival information. Chicago Open Air Festival, July 14th through 16th. Chicago's biggest hard rock festival. Fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Are you looking for that one awesome night? Don't just party. Have one for the road. One for the road event services. From full tailgate setups on virtually any location. Also available, a small stage, PA system, and lighting. Football games, concerts, or a full setup right in your own backyard. Party bus events, all there. One for the road event services. 1-631-790-1404.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Love that shit.
Did you
fart, man,
or something?
No, I didn't fart. I wanted to fart.
It sounded like you did.
I can fart, but I won't fart.
Isn't it great how we open up after the commercials, like, yeah, with hemorrhoids and
yes,
farts?
Yes, hemorrhoids, farts. Rod's birthday, huh?
Yeah.
I think he's 50.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 50. I think he's 49.
I think he's 50.
I think he's...
That's why he's in Chile for his 50th birthday. Was over his 49th birthday? It's like, why? Come back next year. Fuck you.
What if he's only 30 and we just totally insulted him?
Wow, imagine that.
Can you imagine?
That he did a lot of jokes in his life. He's 30.
Oh,
he
the camera again.
God damn. Sorry, Facebook Lynn. Oh, my God. Why don't you put it in a stand like I have it?
Just... Because it don't work that way, you dickwad. Hold on.
We're having a lot of Facebook issues, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, Facebook issues. I haven't played one sound effect today.
Good. And you shouldn't play any sound effects. They're not necessary. You don't need them.
No.
I don't know. Can we, we only got like fucking 20 minutes to go.
That's right.
Can you
strike three? You're out.
That's it. All right.
I can't tell where we are.
I can't see. Let me go.
Hold on.
You can't look on the thing?
No, I don't want to look at you.
It's so professional, this show. I just like, oh,
I'm talking shit right now.
Usually that's Mario's face.
Yeah. Right?
That was it. All right, we're good. This ain't going nowhere now.
We're gonna actually do a little, let me see.
What are we doing?
Oh, that's perfect right there.
I know. I'm perfect. Say it louder. Say it louder.
I say it louder.
Say it
what
did
you say, Jim? 27 years ago.
27 years ago.
Oh, now we might have a
Kiss built this arena here on Long Island.
So anyway, I'm glad everybody checked in with us tonight and they're checking out the show, man. Welcome. Why is our broadcast interrupted?
Because our broadcast is always interrupted. Just give me a minute. I have to plug the power source in.
Something went wrong.
Shut the fuck up and talk on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm still on the radio. That's right.
Exactly.
Which we should be on the radio.
All about the radio show.
Anyway, I'd like to welcome all our new listeners and our old listeners back to the show. Again, we have Mr. Jim Chinesi in the studio with us tonight.
Thank you again for having me. I'm learning a lot about the motorcycle lifestyle.
Yes.
From you and Mama Mayhem.
Yes.
Well, I'm actually learning from her. I'm not really learning anything from you.
I know.
I'm learning that you slurp coffee on this show, too, like an animal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still interrupted. You got some over here?
No, whatever. Nobody can see me now. It's the internet's connection.
It's the internet connection?
Yeah.
Well, actually, we're back.
I know. We're back.
We are back. Welcome back. We're back. Sorry we missed you. But anyway, so what were we talking about before, Mama? We're going to have a contest on the Jim Chinesi Show. I want you to listen to the Jim Chinesi Show Wednesday nights.
8:30 Eastern.
8:30 Eastern time.
And they're giving away free
tickets. We got tickets. We got some rock festival tickets we're going to give away. The first one is going to be Welcome to Rockville in Jacksonville, Florida.
Why don't you tell them some of the lineup?
I got to look it up. I'm not prepared for this.
He doesn't even know.
I know Def Leppard's part of it.
Right.
That's fine. It's a huge festival, right?
Huge festival. It's a 3-day event, I believe.
Okay.
Nah, 2-day maybe. Maybe it's 2.
And bikes show up there, too, all the time.
Yeah, a lot of bikes show up there, too.
You know, so concerts can be a destination for motorcycles.
Right, exactly.
It's not just about, you know, quote, motorcycle events, but yeah.
Yes.
Music and motorcycles go together. Go to
peanut butter or jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly time.
Baseball bat.
But it is a great lot.
Just
I know.
Do the dance. Please.
No one needs to see that.
Oh, I gotta love Sherry. I love Sherry too, Geneva. She made that shirt for me special, and I'm kicking myself in the butt for not wearing my Geneva Keen.
Yeah,
special shirt that was given to me.
But that's good though, because then you'll have it for next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear it next week.
That's true.
Because Sherry, she does this thing to the shirt. She customizes them.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous job, man. Fabulous.
Yeah, like, hold on. Where the hell is this shit now? Okay, here we go. Now, welcome to Rockville Rock Festival. The closing bands is Soundgarden, and that's on Saturday. And Sunday, it's Def Leppard. So all the bands in between.
It's a hell of a weekend, sure.
Oh, yeah. You got Chevelle, Perfect Circle, Papa Roach, 3 Days Grace, Alter Bridge, In This Moment, Nothing More, Beartooth. I mean, Coheed and Cambria, that's fucking awesome.
Well, the whole thing is, it's such a great amalgam of bands.
Right.
You know, and whatever your taste is, you're going to get a taste of it at that festival.
Exactly. Now, this is what we're going to do. All right? We're going to announce you the concert and the contest on this show, but you have to listen to the Jim Chinesi show on Wednesday nights. That started at 8:30, right?
8:30.
Eastern time. JimChinesiShow.com.
We'll post the link on our page. I'll do it now.
Want to spell your name, Jim?
No.
No one's going to understand what you say anyway.
That's true.
It's like all marbles in my mouth. Win free tickets.
They can find us on Facebook, too.
Yes.
I'm going to do that right now. So it's at Jim
Chinesi Show.
Village Connection Radio. I got Jim Chinesi. I can't pronounce your name.
Chinesi.
Keep going and put show at the end.
And then
it should pop up.
No, it's not. I had a Jim. Would you stop telling me what Jim?
I got to tell him what to do.
I don't like
So we're going to have these tickets we're going to give away on the air. And really exciting, man. This is an awesome show.
And it's admittance for the whole weekend.
Yeah, but you got to get your own hotel, your own way there. That's the only thing.
Hey, travel is on you. Your lodgings is on you. But, I mean, we already got you a third of the way there with tickets to this killer festival.
And then GA. So you can get first row if you like.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And also, we're going to have tickets for Chicago Open Air.
That's going to be a great
in July.
Show.
And
that's Kiss.
That's Kiss. Ozzy. That's a killer Ozzy. Show, too, man.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Is that in Chicago?
Chicago, yes. Chicago, I'm actually going to that event. Chicago. I'll be there, so if you want to come chill with me, drink some beers. I'll have Jim Sinise's tickets and Motorcycle Mayhem's tickets and shirts.
You will have shirts by then.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. I'm actually going to get the website link for the radio show.
Yeah, so Mama Mayhem has built the website for the Jim Chinesi show.
Almost did. It's almost there.
Yeah, so
I'm
pretty cool.
To right, so I'm
well, we have a bunch of tickets to give away for this concert season that's coming up. But the first one just happens to be Rockville.
And we'll probably have some for Louder Than Life as well in Kentucky. That's going to be in September, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a lot of shit going on. These shows are all the shows are taking off, man. We're doing good.
I like it.
We thank all our fans out there for checking us out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We love all our fans.
Yes.
And our fans love us, apparently, because they're giving me free stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm liking it because I'm giving them stuff.
Yeah, but I want food, man. Like, send me a burger. Like, you live in Nashville?
Got an open invite.
If you live in Nashville, send Johnny a chicken leg or something. I don't know.
No. You know? You have to go to them.
Yeah,
I will
Obama
go to them.
Obama came to them.
That's right. All right.
If you do it, well, never mind.
I will go to them. I promise.
Yeah, you should.
Why don't we just put a sign on you that says not to feed the animal?
I could do that too.
That's such a good idea, Jim. What?
I think so.
I'm so glad you suggested
Don't
that.
Don't feed the animal.
Or we could just give him a feed bag and just hang it from his neck, and just when people walk by, they can dump shit in. Seriously.
This is tasty. I'll eat it anyway.
But we have a lot of new listeners out there, it looks like, that are viewing on Facebook and also joining us on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? This show is for bikers, from bikers, so we want to hear from you. Anytime you want to call the show, 631-560-3416.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your stories. We want to know where you've been. We want to know your favorite barbecue joint. We want to know your favorite bike week. We want to know, you know what? Experiences at bike week. The best rides you've ridden in and out of the United States.
That's right.
Human or otherwise.
Right, exactly.
I rode the dragon.
She rode the dragon, right? And not the road, neither.
Hello, I'm Dragon.
Dragon? No.
I don't want to go there anymore. We want to hear from all you fine folks out there. Bikers are the best people in the world, man. You know what I mean?
We are.
I'm sorry. Am I saying it wrong? Is it riders? Riders are the best people
in
the world.
It's a lifestyle. And it's you know why?
Right.
Because it's a two-wheel thing.
That's right. It's a two-wheel thing. And so check us out every Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can catch us on Facebook. Or we're going to be actually starting YouTube, a YouTube station soon, where you'll be watching the shows on YouTube instead of Facebook, because YouTube is a lot better. Quality, sound, right? A lot of good shit like that.
Sure enough.
Yeah, but then people have to see you, too, and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Ugh. I know. What the fuck was looking at me for?
I just want to put it like on one of them visor things.
They'd better look at one breast than me, trust me.
Can you blame them?
You got to put Jim to the show.
I did.
They didn't. You didn't. You put Jim Tanisi.
Whatever.
She hates when I'm right. But you know what? She hates me, but she loves me. You know why? I'm the only person that was checking up on him in Florida.
I know. He was.
Right?
Out of all my friends, well, there were a few, and I gotta give shout-outs, because I got people listening down in Daytona right now.
Okay. I love Daytona, by the way.
Yeah, I had a blast, and I would like to say, a shout out to Chopper Bill, who attempted to have me stay at his home, but because of my car trouble and stuff,
right?
I wasn't able to do that.
I miss him so much. I love that man.
Yeah, Chopper's awesome, and I'll be down there again. But a couple of very special people that put me up at their home down in Daytona Beach were my friends Shorty and Donna. And they were fabulous. And Shorty's got a birthday coming up.
Okay.
And I want to wish him a happy birthday. He's having a big old party down there. And met a whole bunch of great people because of them. And they opened their doors to me. Hospitality.
Awesome.
Fabulous. I just met these people back in November on a previous trip. And also my good buddy Steve. Steve W. Who is my acquired assistant for the day.
Okay.
2 days, 3 days, 4 days. You know, when I was down there, and I learned a lot from him, and we were sharing photos, and he shared some photos, and everybody I met, it was just a fabulous trip, even with the little glitch in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's all how you make it, people. Everything happens for a reason. Again, take
exactly.
a negative and turn it into a positive.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? My car broke down. My son's got good credit. that's what the kids are for. Thank you, son of mine. Yeah. You saved your mama's butt again. And
nice.
Also gave me my other nickname. The one outside the other.
Okay.
Him and his friends.
Mama Duke.
Yeah,
yes.
On that side of the door. On this side
yes.
of the door.
Mama Mayhem. Why don't you give a shout out to the gas station that helped you out, the Hillsville company?
Oh, they didn't really help me out. I mean, they did at first.
Yeah.
They were fabulous. A1 Towing.
Right.
A1 Towing and Auto Repair.
In Deerschutz, South Carolina?
No, it was not.
No?
Deerschutz, South Carolina. They were really very nice to me. I'm very insulted. Don't listen to this Yankee. Who was born and raised in Georgia, by the way.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Georgia.
Yeah, they were just at
I went to college in South Carolina.
You drove by a college once in your life. Fuck out of here. I went to college. You can't read.
He did a drive-by.
Great story.
But anyway, I don't want to hear that story.
I got a great story.
So, well, hold on a minute. I'm not finished. So they A1 Towing and Auto Truck Repair. They did do solid by me. They helped me out a lot, but I ended up taking it to the dealer because I had warranties and recalls still on the car. So they did try and assist me, and it worked out great. Even the owner's son drove me back to the hotel room that OnStar paid for everything.
Excellent, beautiful.
All right, now you can talk. Talk.
I had to make a delivery one day to Yale. No, it wasn't Yale. It was Princeton.
Princeton.
So then I talked to my daughter. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I just made a delivery to Princeton. Now you can tell all your friends your dad went to Princeton.
That was a long way to go for that. Like, a long but way it was to true. Go.
Oh, my God. It you was are true. So lame.
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's not a lie. There's some people out there that think that's funny.
It's not a lie.
I went to Princeton. I did. I went to Hofstra. I did go to Yale for about 3 minutes. Right?
Okay.
I didn't like the food, so I left.
That's not surprising at all. What do you mean?
But anyway,
what else do we got? We got like 15 minutes to go. We got 15. Want to call in and tell Johnny where he can eat good food?
Yeah, somebody call me, man.
You got
I
want to
hear about a good barbecue place. 631-560-3416. I want to hear your best rib experience. All right? Rib, chicken, what do we eat this week? Where are you going?
I'm over here slurping my coffee. You, I don't want people watching me drink.
Are you?
Well, you had barbecue this week and brisket. We were talking about getting brisket.
Yes. Yeah, so
and Jones and for brisket.
Brisket's good. Dixie's Barbecue is one of my favorites.
Really?
Dixie's Barbecue in Kings Park, one of my favorite. Okay. I got to get another sponsor. Son of a bitch. Hey, if you're listening, Dixie's, I doubt you're listening, but.
You're still going to wind up spending more money there than they spend here.
Probably.
Okay, I'm back.
Mom is back. So, yeah, we have a pretty damn good show tonight.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great callers.
Fans. We're going to have so much fun in Tennessee.
Oh, my God. That's going to be fucking awesome. And now that we can go mobile, we will go mobile.
We can do the show there.
We can do the show there. I'm going to bring the mission board, some microphones.
And I have a friend that lives in Tennessee that I could stay at, and a couple of friends.
No, they got a camp on there. We're going to camp together. You know, all of us.
I'm not sleeping on the same fucking day anywhere near you.
Come on.
No way.
I'll sit around and be like, what is that movie, Blazing Saddles, around a campfire eating the beans?
No, beans are good for the heart, right?
The more you eat, the more you fart. That's right.
That's you. No, you sleep with your wife.
My wife. My wife don't want to sleep with me no more because I fart.
Well, I thought it was because you snore.
The last show that we did in here, the last Jim Chinese show that we did in here, it was horrendous how much of an animal that Johnny actually was.
Wow.
It was gross.
No. He farts every show. Mario used to be tall. I mean, Marco used to be taller. He shrunk like 3 inches.
I got Marco into his weed habit.
Yes, he did.
What? Weed? You mean like weeds that grow in the grass?
Sure,
of course. Yeah, we don't talk right down this show.
Yeah, man. No, dude. But hey, listen, I got to give a shout out to Rennie. I can't even pronounce it, but Agius from Australia. Rennie or
Rennie? Hey, what's up?
Rennie, maybe.
Rennie, Australia.
I just liked him. Oh, wow. He's really...
Hello to the good people of Australia.
Australia.
God, I love it.
God bless you for listening to us. Yeah, we have a few fans in Australia.
Yeah.
So do we.
Actually, we have... It's like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm just so thrilled.
Hey, you want to call Randy?
Randy who?
Randy.
Oh, Dickhead?
Yeah. Let's call him.
Let's call Miller.
We're going to walk.
We're not calling you, Randy.
This is what happens when we get bored. We start calling people.
Can we prank people? Can we do that?
You can do that, right?
Can we do that?
Yeah. We can do that.
This is the IRS.
I want to call a pizzeria. I'm like, hey, tell me how you make that pizza. Oh, yeah?
No, don't do that.
You're a creep.
No, I got a delivery.
Got a delivery?
What's his address? I mean, I won't say it.
Well, Randy, I don't even know.
Oh, well, hurry up and call him.
Call the bank.
I want to prank him.
Call the bank.
Come on.
I'm looking for his number. His number is Randy in my phone, all right?
Yeah, I know, but you got to give me his number so I can... Well, I'm not even going to say it. Oh, it says Batman.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. He put Batman in my phone.
Shh. Frank is such an ass. He's not.
He won't answer now.
I bet you're sleeping.
Purposely won't answer the phone because he's a scumbag like that.
No, he's nice. I bet he's on the John. Did you guys?
I bet you he's beating off. Hey, Randy, how are you? Motorcycle Mayhem's looking for you.
We were trying to prank you.
What did I fucking do now?
We just wanted to call you and prank you.
So, Randy, what's going on, man?
Nothing.
For anybody in the local area, Randy is an awesome mechanic.
Yes, he is.
He know it?
He's a mechanic.
He actually, I'm not even allowed to touch my bike. Randy does all the work to my bike. I'm not allowed to touch it. I can't even put a wire on.
No, Johnny's not allowed to touch his own bike.
Thank you.
Johnny shouldn't be allowed to touch his own dick. But,
but someone's got to touch it.
It ain't Dawn.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's got to be you. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you should get something
I know it best, don't
about
I?
About you snoring and eating and stuff. And
farting, snoring, sometimes shitting, you know.
Put a cork in it. Oh my
so
God,
what's up, Randy?
Randy, we need a motorcycle tip for spring break.
What do you got?
You know, for the breakout for people. What is the most common mistake people make when they take their bikes out after it's been sitting in their shed cold and freezing cold and all that crap?
You're catching me without thinking, but I know one of the things that most people do is they don't check their tire pressures.
Thank you.
Yes.
See, now that's a very good tip.
Yes,
that can be deadly. That can be expensive.
Yeah, and both deadly and expensive, or expensive and then deadly. But yeah, you only have two wheels. But let me ask you a question: with tires, what's your recommendation? Because that's important. You only have two of them. It's a two-wheel thing. Get it?
Yeah. That's right.
So how many miles / years? You know, if it's miles versus years, which comes first?
One, tires have a life on them. Okay. Tires, once they get past about 5 years, they actually start to break down.
Okay.
And it's really easy if you look on any tire, any tire, doesn't matter whether it's motorcycle or not.
Okay.
You'll find a circle, an oval, with four digits in it. And those four digits are the week and the year that the tire was built, was made.
Okay.
And what happens is after a while, they start to actually delaminate and come apart. I've got pictures here somewhere of a back tire on my bike that sat there too long. The whole inside on both sides just came apart.
Wow.
And I was coming off the, where was I? I was coming off I was upstate, up in Audley, and I was coming off one parkway onto another. And I was coming down that ramp at about 70 miles an hour. And that was probably the scariest thing I've ever had on a motorcycle in my entire life.
Wow, I hope you had a really good friend who can call to pick you up.
Yeah.
Was that, I wonder who that would have been.
Mwah.
Oh, is that an
that was,
that's what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, scared the crap out of me. Yeah. I swear to God. That the motorcycle actually did everything in its power to throw me off of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you want to talk about scary? Not too much scares me. That scared me that day. That just put the fear of death in me on that one.
Wow.
Because that thing just actually bucked and wobbled sideways to such a point that almost threw me off the bike.
Yeah. And that's scary.
So, you know, tires are real strict about. You know, as far as time, I personally prefer Metzler tires because I think they're stickier than the Dunlaps. I think Dunlaps are too hard, and they're not as sticky as the Avons. And if you ride at all, you'll wear them out before the time needs to be done.
Right.
Okay. You know.
So,
well, that's important. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because
yeah, but some of these guys go out there and they buy like these. I think they're
Yokohamas, the Yokohamas.
Well, no, these they're Commanders. I forgot who makes them now. And they last for quite a long time. And these things will actually just dry rot and fall apart on you.
Yeah, that's not good. That's definitely not good at all.
That means you ain't riding shit.
No, you are not.
Yeah.
Right.
No, definitely not.
Look, you know, what you really should do every spring is go around and touch everything on your bike, okay? Check everything. Look for loose bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Check all your fluid levels if you haven't changed it.
Right.
You know, check your tires. Look at your tires. Physically look at the entire tire surface. And if the tire looks at all sketchy, look,
there's only two of them,
and they'll kill you in a heartbeat. So, what? You spend $150 on a tire? What's it worth? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's very important. People don't realize it. Now, when I used to detail motorcycles, I used to do that too. Now, the biggest part was like everybody was getting their bikes ready for Daytona. Now they're going from winter to summer, you know, for warmer weather, and their bikes have been sitting for months, and they want the bikes clean. Why, I don't know, because they're trailing the friggin' bikes down there, or they're riding them. I said, you're going to get it filthy. But detailing these bikes, I would do exactly what you said. They didn't ask me to do it. It was almost like I gave them a 15-point inspection for free. Because what? I was down in every nook and cranny, I could see the loose bolts and nuts and the loose spokes and the tires and the condition of the tires and all of that. And I would say, hey, listen, I'm not detailing your bike. I'm going to save you a couple hundred bucks. Put it towards the parts you need for your bike to get you there to ride safely. I mean, because that's real super important. So I think I'm going to
clean don't get you home.
That's right.
And cleaning don't get you home. That's right. The tires, yeah. I appreciate you saying that because that was one of my biggest things was tires. And I used to have arguments with people all the time. Oh, those tires are like brand new. And I'm like, yeah, but the date says that they were put on there in 1998. I'm not getting on this bike. And I'm not letting this bike leave the shop with you getting on it either until you get new tires.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Right. It's just stupid. Well, they look good. Yeah, no. No. Exactly. Unless they're made from some miracle rubber. No.
Right. Exactly.
What happens is the rubber, actually the sunlight, actually deteriorates the rubber. And what happens is when they manufacture a tire, the rubber never actually like sets up. It constantly is in a state of like flux. And what happens is these tires nowadays, especially nowadays, they, you know, to get the stickier compounds, those tires really never harden completely.
Right.
And so what happens is they slowly just start to deteriorate. And they can get very dangerous, very, very dangerous.
Yeah, it's very important. And also, too, people that clean motorcycles and detail them, do not put any kind of armor oil or anything on your seats.
Yeah.
Or on your seats. Do you know how many people I've seen slide off the bike. They slide right off the car? And I am not shitting you.
No.
I've seen it happen.
No, no.
And then they go to make a turn, and the bike goes out from underneath them because, well, I don't know, that little ridge that comes out on the edge of your tire, you got to coat it with armor or your tire dressing, you dumb fuck. Oh, my God, please don't do that. Dirty. I like them dirty.
I have a question. What's a general lifespan of tires on a motorcycle if an average amount of riding?
Rod, answer that.
That depends on the brand.
I mean, okay?
Really does.
Batman.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. That really depends on the brand. It really does because you can buy these Michelin Commanders, and I've heard guys getting 50, 60,000 miles out of the tires.
Wow.
That's a lot for a motorcycle.
That's better than my car.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Well, no, believe it or not, you buy a good set of Michelins, they'll last you quite a long time. They'll cost you money. They're very expensive. Don't get me wrong. They're good tires. But, and again, as long as you don't exceed like 5 or 6 years on the things, no matter what the mileage is on them, and they got tread on them, then you're okay. But, you know, some of these guys, you know, they put these Michelins on it, and they ride it for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, 3,000 miles a year. And then, and the tire looks great. Mm-hmm. You get really up close, and you see all the little cracks and all that stuff on them.
Yeah, well, actually, we got to change my front tire soon. But I have the Metzlers, and that Randy actually got for me. And what do we change my tires every 3 years? Pretty much.
Well, we change about that, but it depends. I don't know. It depends on how many miles you put on it.
Yeah.
And your tires take a lot of punishment, Johnny.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to want to see that bike this year sometime.
Yeah.
We got a couple things that need to be done. One of the things I really want to do is I want to change the brake fluid in it too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that brake fluid breaks down, and it goes bad.
Yes,
that's right.
And I don't know. I mean, I know we've done brakes. I know I've bled those before, but I don't know how much they've been done.
Yeah, you know, before he gets his ass to Panama and goes to Leesburg and all these bike weeks, make sure his bike is safe.
Randy always gets my bike before I go.
Yeah, and then everybody else, give it all once over, take it to your local mechanic, or whatever it is. Make sure that bike is safe before you get on it.
Exactly.
You've only got two wheels protecting you from the pavement.
That's right.
That's it.
And you're not the only one on the road you have to think about.
I'm not going to actually say one mechanic over another. because, you know, there are good mechanics out there. There are a lot of good mechanics out there. Just make sure that whoever you find is a good mechanic.
That's right.
That's it.
I would suggest going to Randy Miller.
Well, if you're local in this area. But ask somebody, you know, it's always good to get word of mouth, a friend of a friend, somebody that's doing it, that's, you know, got a good reputation.
Right.
It's always good to ask around. That's what we're all here for, networking. I got a guy for that. I got a gal for that. I know somebody that can do that.
Well, Randy, we're going to have to cut you off because the show is ending.
We're ending with you. Aren't you thrilled?
Right. Thank you for taking our call, Mr. Randy Miller.
We'll, AKA Batman.
We'll chat with you again.
I see that Mom is back.
Yes, I am.
Yes, thank God.
Aren't you happy?
I saw all the pictures down there.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a blast down in Daytona. It was awesome. And I still have so many things to talk about, but we'll save that for another
day. That's right. Next week. Randy, I'm going to hang up on you. Thank you for taking our call.
I'll call you on the way home, buddy.
All right?
Peace and love.
Of course he will.
See you later, Randy.
Peace and love.
And how are we ending the show?
How are we going to end the show?
How do we always end it? I don't even remember.
We usually say goodbye.
I missed one show. So long, farewell, I'm sorry, I'm doing the sound of music.
I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Thank Mr. Jim Savali for letting this happen. Mr. Jim Janisi for, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Right? I know.
And if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be sitting here.
I know.
Jim, thank you for letting me sit in.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great having you, buddy.
We had fun tonight, guys.
Always.
And remember,
it's a two-wheel thing. Have a good night.
See you next week.
Next week. Ride safe.
Hey, check this out. If you play guitar, bass, drums, sing, or play keyboards, all your music needs can be met at All Music in Plainview, New York. Check them out at their website, allmusicinc.com, and find them at 397 South Oyster Bay Road in beautiful Plainview, New York. Their phone number is 516-433-6969. Rock on.
This is Johnny from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and you are listening to VillageConnectionRadio.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.